Yeah, I mean, we've had a bit of misfortune, really, with injuries. We lost Shamak, we lost Fraser Campbell, who had been terrific for me. And then in today's game, when we were 3-0 out, we lost Punchin and Wilf. But they've all responded in terms of what I want. And we're lucky and blessed to have two wide players who can beat anybody, seriously anybody. I felt for QPR's defenders today, the two fullbacks, because it didn't really matter. They were on their game. And we got the ball to them quickly, and they hurt the opposition.
Do you have to kind of rein them in a little bit? Because all they want to do is attack the fullback. And you know, there are many other things you need to do over the course of a Premier League football match. Do you have to kind of just keep them in check, or do you just let them go?
Well, you know, if you have to add attack to them, do they do defensive work? Yes, they've done that better since I've been here. Do they score enough goals? Do they get enough shots at the goal? No. And that's the improvement that we needed from them, and they delivered that today.
Can I ask about the injuries, Zaha and Punchin, just to update? They look bad, both of them, especially yep. with Zaha colliding with a post.
Yeah, Zaha probably more serious than Punch. Punch has got a dead leg, and you can't run when you've got bleed in there. But it's not a strain or a damage to the hamstring, so his recovery should be fairly quick. And Zaha doesn't look like something structural, so I think he'll be okay too.
Thank you.
For TalkSport, it was 3-1, but it could have been 5 or 6. You created a lot of chances in that game, didn't you?
We did. I don't think it could have been that score, but I genuinely felt that Chris Ramsey did a good job actually at half time. They were 3-0 down. It was easy for a manager to make a couple of changes and change it completely. And he kept with what he had and got them up for the second half. I thought they did a lot better, and he did a good job. For us, the injuries did make an impact in that second half. Took away a bit of our flair, I thought.
You've won 5 of your 9 games in charge. You've made a massive improvement to the team here. Do you set any more targets? You probably need another win, maybe 2 wins to be safe?
Yeah, probably, you know. You know, I'm not going to hide away from the fact that we've got ourselves in a great position and really put pressure on Leicester and Burnley today. And that's what you need to do, put pressure on the teams who are in the bottom three and chase down the teams who are above you. And we look above and go to Stoke, who are going fantastic, to try and get something there.
And just last one for me, what's it like for you personally? Everything's going well here at your last job. It was indifferent at times, but here you were a great player. You scored a famous goal, so it must be good for you personally.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a change is good for a manager as well as players. And, you know, I think my time at Newcastle, the opportunity here, come at the right time for me and the club. And I said that at the time. And it's working out that way. And hopefully for Newcastle too. And I felt sorry for John, who's lost so many players to injury. And I hope they get a victory today.
Do you feel revitalised back at Palace?
Well, you know, I don't think revitalised is the word, but, you know, it's nice to have a fan base that is giving me the support. It helps your confidence, it helps how you feel, and I don't think there's any mystery that I kind of lost that at Newcastle for whatever reason. But I'm competent in what I do. I feel confident all the time I was at Newcastle that I'm a good manager, and fortunately for me, this is a nice situation to come into because they were underperforming, and it's worked out okay.